Who's doing Mr. Pisa?
You're here.
Okay, Mr. Pisa just hold on. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will serve as your lead panelist this morning. So just hold on, sir.
No.
Okay, hold on. I'm a good couple of people over there.
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Yes, I was just saying that at this time, welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will serve as your lead panel today. So just hold on. She'll be right with you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Pizzo?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Jonathan Pizzo, 272-588.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest.
Okay.
You were notified on May 14th about this hearing, that it would happen today, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, good. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are here today to conduct your hearing. Ordinarily, you'd be able to see us, but we're on the telephone today. So we have in the room, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead conducting your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have a community corrections officer by the name of Mr. Turner, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing.
Okay. Right.
So before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Pizzo and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Pizzo?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Pizzo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Okay,
so here's the allegation, and that is that you're in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence from the Pima Reentry Center at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, on or about April 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Pizzo, is this true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So you did leave the center. All right. Based on Mr. Pizzo's admission, then, I'm going to move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agree.
All right. So, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Pizzo. This will be phase two of your hearing, then, and probably the more important one to you, because we determine if your community supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, we're going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information on your supervision. So just hold the line and stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Pizzo was released from ADC custody on 1-11-2018 and arrested on 5-1-2018 by Pima County Sheriff's Office on the ADC warrant and a failure to appear warrant. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5-1-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11-21-2018 with 10 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, commitment A, count 2, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years and 6 months. 2012, commitment A, count 5, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment B, count 1, trafficking and stolen property, 6 years. 2012, commitment C, count 1, forgery, 3 years, 9 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3, no STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, possession of manufacturing of intoxicants, possession of communication devices, and tampering with security device noted. No other arrest. He has a GB score of G5, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Pizzo.
Yes, ma'am.
We have some brief little summary of your case supervision. It looks like you were first released to Old Pueblo Community Services in Tucson, but then you were discharged on the 20th of February. What happened to make you become discharged from that?
Because I ended up leaving and not coming back. So I missed like so many counts and they ended up discharging me.
Why did you do that? Why were you missing counts?
I was drinking and using again.
Okay, so you had a relapse, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what drug were you using, sir?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, using meth. Okay. So then, it looks like you were put in the 30-day thing over at the Pima Reentry Center on Star Path, and you successfully completed that.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
All right. What did you think about that program?
It was actually a really good program. I liked it. I want to do the 90-day program now, if I could.
Okay. Did that help? You felt that helped you?
Yes, ma'am, it did. That's why I want, if I can get it reinstated and do the 90-day program, I will.
Okay. But it looks like you were put into the other housing area at Pima Reentry Center, but you didn't come back in time for your curfew.
Right. I have a drug issue, and I ended up going out on a Saturday. I was still going to work, but, you know, I got a job when I was in the without placement. I was going to work, and I just went out one Saturday and had another relapse.
And what did you do? Did you drink or use?
Yes, ma'am, I drank. And I did a little methamphetamine, but I was still going to work. And then they ended up catching me May 1st. And the whole issue was I can't say I was looking for a place because I really wasn't. I was going back and forth from work, staying out at the drug users' houses, and ended up getting caught.
So you just were staying around at various people's houses?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you were going to work. Where were you working?
Santa Rita Landscaping.
Okay. So you kept working at that the whole time then?
Yeah, I was working the whole time until I got arrested.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you were, you had a couple of urine samples that you submitted, but there was a couple that were positive for marijuana.
Yes, ma'am.
So in addition to the drinking and the meth, you did some marijuana?
That was in the very beginning when I first got out. My parole officer told me, she's like, well, if you get your marijuana card, I'll let you smoke marijuana. Me being stupid decided to test the waters, and yeah, I got in trouble over it.
Okay, and it looks like you also admitted you were using heroin, sir.
Yeah, that was when I was doing that first week. I was using a little bit of heroin too. But that's not my drug of choice, so I don't really count it because I don't use hardly any of that.
Okay. So it looks like you just have an ongoing problem with drugs, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. And it looks like even while you've been in prison, you've got some discipline for drugs and making prison hooch. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Pizzo, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. We just ask that you not repeat something you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
Look, give me another chance and I won't mess up. You know, I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do the right thing and, you know, successfully complete parole. You know, just give me another chance and I'll prove to y'all that I won't mess up.
Okay, Mr. Pizzo, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
But Mr. Pizzo, the board's going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment with our decision.
Okay.
All right? The board is now in discussion. Mr. Pizzo is a person who is truly struggling with a difficult addiction, both appears to have alcohol and mostly meth, but some other drugs as well, and has continued using even in the prison. He did abscond for 10 days, and during those days, his parole officer was not aware of where he was or what he was doing. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to him. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion to, based on information in warrant 2018W1223, our discussion with Mr. Pizzo and information provided by Mr. Turner of the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Pizzo was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using marijuana, methamphetamine, heroin, alcohol while on supervision, and also by absconding for 10 days, during which time his parole officer didn't know his whereabouts or his activities. So.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Pizzo?
Yes, ma'am.
The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, which means you'll serve the rest of your sentence in prison. It looks like right now you have a release date of November 21st of 2018. So we urge you to get involved in whatever programming is available. Talk to your CO3, because there's probably something you can do to address your addiction, sir, and do your best to avoid using drugs while in prison and stay away from the hooch.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So,
all right.
We thank you very much for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is concluded. Could you give the phone back to the CO3, please?